Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Another beautiful morning in paradise. Don't seem enthusiastic about that.
Yes,
you are. Good. A call to worship is simply that. It's a call to come and worship the Lord. Have we got something to worship the Lord about? Absolutely. I want to read to you most of Psalm 84 as we gather today. God of heaven's armies, you find so much beauty in your people. I could just stop there and stay for a while and then we could go home. They're like lovely sanctuaries of your presence. And as I was thinking about this morning, that's how the Lord sees us, as lovely sanctuaries of his presence. So deep within me are these lovesick longings, desires, and daydreams of living in union with you. When I'm near you, my heart and my soul will sing and worship with my joyful songs of you, my true source and spring of life. Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, even the sparrows and swallows are welcome to build a nest among your altars for the birds to raise their young. What pleasures fills those who live every day in your temple, enjoying you as they worship in your presence. Selah, pause and consider. How enriched are they who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their path winds through the dark valleys of tears, they find the pleasant oasis of refreshing where others find only pain. In their joy, it will become to them a brook of blessing, filled from the rain of an outpouring, and they grow stronger and stronger with every step forward until they find all their strength in you. And the God of all gods will appear before them in Zion. Hear my cry, O God of heaven's armies, God of Jacob. Listen to my loving prayer. Pause in his presence. God, your wraparound presence is our defense. In your kindness, look upon the faces of your anointed ones. Or just one day of intimacy with you is like 1,000 days of joy rolled into one. I'd rather stand at the threshold in front of the gate beautiful, ready to go in and worship my God, than to live my life without you in the most beautiful palace of the wicked. Pause and consider. For the Lord is brighter than the brilliance of the sunrise, wrapping himself around me like a shield. He is so generous with his gifts of grace and glory. And those who walk along his paths with integrity will never lack one thing they need, for he provides it all. O Lord of heaven's armies, what euphoria fills those who forever trust in you. Well, we're gathering to worship him, to praise him. Isn't it a good thing that we can do this? What a privilege. What an awesome thing. The freedom that we have to do that. So would you join me as we pray? God, we thank you for the wonder of your presence. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that you delight in us, your people. You delight and you call us lovely sanctuaries of your presence. Lord, it's a little bit hard and humbling for us to think of you in those ways. But Lord, we bless you that we are so important to you, so special to you, that that's how you think of us. And that's why your son was sent to us. And that's why he died for us. Gave his life as all for us. Lord, that's why you sent your Holy Spirit to us. Oh, because you just love us so much. And we bless you for that. So as we gather together today, Lord, we thank you for all your goodness. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Ready to sing this morning? You leading, Fiona? Kind of, sort of.